I'm chatting here with Rich Pilon, former National Hockey Leaguer, former Prince Albert Raider player back in the day, and a guy who's a man about town, busy with all kinds of different things. But here's this one this weekend, the MNS Louis Riel Cup Hockey Tournament, running Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend at the Rodham Memorial and Harold LaTrace Arenas here in Saskatoon. Rich, where did this idea come from to have a tournament in which you have Indigenous, Métis, and non-Indigenous men's and women's teams all playing together at the same time?
Well, myself and President Glenn McCullum have been gotten to know each other over the last year and a half, 2 years, and just sitting in the circle and with all the stuff that's happened within residential schools and the whole concept of bringing people together under one roof and using hockey as the vehicle. During this time of year, there is a lot of Indigenous tournaments, and this tournament here is the first of its kind in a very long time where you basically enter a team, and as long as you have two of each culture, First Nations and Métis, and two non-Indigenous, you're eligible to play.
Truth and reconciliation are two big buzzwords right about now in this whole culture situation. Sports is probably the biggest transcending thing that can bring everybody together and everybody can agree upon, I would have to think.
Well, the sport itself, hockey, and especially in the Métis culture, when you think of Métis culture, obviously you think of jigging and a lot of other things, but the sport is hockey for them and probably softball. And, you know, like any sport, it's a place where people like to gather and compete, and, you know, players compete, fans cheer, and this is just another opportunity to try and bring all different cultures together and have a positive atmosphere and really do reconciliation by bringing all the cultures together at one time.
How big is this going to be? How many teams have we got entered?
We've got 12 men's teams and 8 women's teams. So very good, for our first year, our first ever annual. And, we're going to build off this. And, we have guys that have come into town, some NHL guys will be part of it over the weekend. Will be Brian Troche's here, Dwight King's here, Kevin Kaminsky's here with myself. And there's a few other guys that are going to be kicking around. And it's just more about, us rubbing shoulders and talking with a lot of the youth there. And at the same time, also at the arena, we have a youth ball hockey where it's a whole setup. All you got to do is show up. We have the balls, we have the surface, we have the nets. Everything is set up. A guy from out of New York has brought his package here, and it's something we're going to use not just at this event, but at other events like Back to Potosh Days. And so the kids, we'd like as many kids and adults to come out and just have some fun.
Now, one thing that makes my eyes open up a little bit is I'm looking at $30,000 in prizes. Holy smokes, that'll bring anybody out to play.
Yeah, I think that's just, you kind of, I don't want to, I made the joke one time, I'm going to put a salary cap on some of these things. But it's almost like another league, it seems like, in these tournaments when the Indigenous and the Métis get together. So, you're kind of doing what everybody else is doing, but you kind of got to, attract, as much as it's reconciliation, we still want to attract people to come, and the money obviously attracts people.
And it's pretty affordable, too, from what I'm looking at here with regards to admission costs and a chance to get some autographs from some of those people that you were mentioning. I imagine you guys are going to be there all 3 days. At least you're going to try to be.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do my best to be there as much as I can just to kind of, because at the end of the day, this is the kickoff to, this is our first annual one, but our goal is to have this every year and start building in a 3 to 5 year plan. So we're always not knocking on doors, but to kind of come up with a plan where we can actually use dollars, raise money to actually help our youth.
Rich, anything that I'm missing that you want to add?
No, I think we're pretty good, Les. Thank you for having me on here. Appreciate it.
Not a problem.